Hello and welcome to this episode of the Cooking Up Resilience podcast series of the CBDRM project, which is supported by USAID. I'm Julia from the Global Network of Civil Society Organizations for Disaster Reduction, and over the course of this series, we'll be looking at successful stories on how to institutionalize sustainable CBDRM. Today, I'm happy to welcome Josephine Lapiceros from the Philippines, who will be talking about institutionalization in Asia. Now, Josephine, would you like to introduce yourself?
Good day, Julia, and Mabuhay, Philippines. Thank you so much, JNDR, for this opportunity and the trust in my little capacity to share our local initiatives here. To introduce myself, I am Josephine Capunong Lapiceros, a civil engineer by profession. I am connected at the local government unit of Hinatuan, Surigao del Sur, Philippines, as the Municipal Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Officer. I am a local woman frontline in disaster management and response. Our office is mainly tasked to implement plans, programs, projects, and activities on disaster risk reduction and management, as well as climate change adaptation in our town.
That's very interesting, Josephine. Now, could you briefly describe the context where you work and what the project was about?
I am working in a very secluded town in Mindanao, and in a few minutes, please be with me as I will be bringing you to a little town in Hinatuan, Surigao del Sur, Philippines. To give a brief description of our community, geographically we are located at the southeastern part of the country, where we are facing the Pacific Ocean, thus exposed us to different hazards such as tropical cyclones, tsunami, storm surge, flood, and rain-induced landslides. There is also a Lianga fault line that traverses at the northern part of the town, hence exposed us also to ground shaking, ground rupture, earthquake-induced landslide, and liquefaction. These are the challenges that opted us to struggle so much to make our community disaster resilient. I will be sharing here the case study in our town entitled MDRMC Hinatuan Search for Most Compliant Disaster Resilient Barangay. This is a competition per barangay with community and school involvement, which aim for the 24 barangay DRRM committees and all stakeholders equipped with knowledge and skills in handling the event of emergency, and to intensify the awareness and capacitate the community through actual execution. This is a local initiative to simultaneously equip and capacitate the 24 barangays in the four thematic areas of disaster management, such as disaster prevention and mitigation, disaster preparedness, disaster response, and disaster rehabilitation and recovery.
That's very interesting. Now, this competition you launched seemed to be a great way to find best practices in advancing resilience at the local level. Did you find that it had an impact on how communities perceived the importance of resilience? And did it lead to a cultural change among the barangays that were less good at implementing resilience?
Yes, you are right, Julia. Through this competition, as the criteria were based on the devastation experienced in Tropical Storm Sindong, or internationally named Washi, yes, it has really great impact, as experiences always serve as our great teacher. It really taught us lessons. The activity was implemented in two categories at 50% each. First category, to cover documents availability, such as spot maps, hazard maps, DRRCCE policies and legislations, household data banking, DRRCCE programs and activities, and partnership mechanism. For second category, focused on drills and simulations. Three drills were executed by the barangay, such as earthquake, fire, and the third drill will be based on the hazard exposure of the barangay. As this is a contest, criteria and mechanics are fixed and firm to avoid conflict. However, part of the criteria was the presence of best practices as extra miles of the barangay. In here, priorities of the barangay based on their local initiatives were accounted. Best practices refers to any innovations or initiatives for DRRCCE advancement made by the barangay other than those introduced by MDRRMC. These are local initiatives unique and customized to fit in their barangay in line with the four thematic areas or any climate adaptive initiatives.
Now, the role of the local government in these activities was essential, and you mentioned in your case study that the local government was also instrumental in identifying funding support for undertaking this initiative. Do you think that mobilizing funds through existing community structures was instrumental in ensuring buy-in and ownership of the project by the communities themselves?
The municipal government, through the Municipal Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Office, lead the activities and handle the criteria and mechanics settings, social preparation through intensive education to the barangay, and extended technical assistance. The barangay level was to join the contest, move the community through participation, comply the requirements, and of course, compete, not just for the awards and trophies, but primarily to prepare their barangay and the community. These CBDRM activities were coordinated by the implementing office as contest administrator to the barangay through series of seminars, barangay visits, and conduct of assemblies. The barangay were the ones to coordinate and communicate to the community. For the partnership mechanism, resources were pulled out from partner stakeholders. The memorandum of agreements were forged between the barangay government with the following partners: transport group, business sectors, chainsaw owners and operators, private and residential owners, accredited as evacuation centers. Other actors involved in these activities were the barangay officials and volunteers, people's organization, schools, and community. The activity was for the period of 6 months, including social preparation up to the culmination program for the awarding of winners. Awards were in the form of rescue tools and equipment. The total amount for this contest is 500,000 pesos coming from the local Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Fund. Now, 5 days after the culmination program, Julia, Typhoon Pablo or Bufa hit the municipality. But unlike in Tropical Storm Sindong, we now learned many lessons. The acquired knowledge in the search for most compliant disaster resilient barangay has bear fruits through actual application, such as BDRMCs were all functional and even the first hand to serve food items to the internally displaced persons, adapt the preemptive evacuation. The community were already capacitated on what to do before, during, and after the disaster. All are under MOA, Memorandum of Agreement groups, individuals and stakeholders, and our partnership mechanism had do their share in responding to the call of emergencies. Above all, our common goal to reduce risk and avoid casualty were attained, while thousands of lives were lost in the neighboring Davao provinces, Hinatuan claimed zero death casualty.
Looking at the key elements identified as success factors for institutionalization of CBDRM, which ones do you think are most relevant to your project and how did you put them into practice?
Actually, Julia, the ingredients that we come up during the series of workshop with the GNDR on institutionalizing CBDRM are very evident in the case study that I shared here. This simply means that our actual experiences justify the key ingredients that the GNDR is working so much. Speaking on structures and mechanism, this is really a vital step in making our community resilient. Organization manages CBDRM. Leaders, both government and non-government organization, are very important. The Barangay DRM Committee task units, such as who will handle information, search and rescue, evacuation, relief operation, and others, to define its function and responsibilities in times of emergency, is really present in this case study as part of the social preparation and throughout the implementation of the project and its actual practice. As to culture, yes, this case study really promotes culture of inclusive CBDRM where our vulnerable sectors, such as children, women, elderly, persons with disabilities, are given priority actions through some strategies, especially on data banking. Culture of safety, not only for the local leaders, but for the community as well, was felt after implementing this project, as they are now more concerned to access information and ask when to evacuate, unlike before that we need to send policemen for forced evacuation. Accountability still depends on the leadership and commitment for service of our authorities. However, in our local government unit, has religiously submit monthly utilization report to Commission on Audit and has maintained the full disclosure board posted in conspicuous places for our LDR fund utilization. Membership of the civil society organization, people's organization, and religious sectors in the Municipal Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council has also heightened monitoring and government policies, planning, and budgeting. As to policy environment, these are decentralized frameworks by promoting local DRM strategies, such as in the case of response protocol, the role of the municipal government down to barangay puruk, to family, and to community. The dissemination of the information through the early warning system in place, participatory capacity and vulnerability risk assessment is a very important tool in this ingredient. Capacities. Of course, the silver lining of this all are the capacities both the disaster officers or authorities and the community. In this case study, we devoted more time on social preparation through seminars, trainings, conduct of drills, and simulation just to capacitate our community and local leaders. Lastly, for funding. The Philippine government, it is mandatory that the 5% of the total income of every LGU will be allotted as local disaster risk reduction and management fund, 70% of which is devoted to pre-disaster utilization, such as disaster preparedness, prevention, and mitigation, while 30% is for quick response and could only be utilized if there is declaration of the state of calamity. For this project, funding is from this fund being counterparted by the resources of the barangay and the community. As to my farewell words, I would say that sustainability of the knowledge gained in the contest was evident as the municipality joined in the national search on Gawad Kalasag. It is a competition by the national government for excellence, local disaster risk reduction and management council, and humanitarian assistance. The municipality joined the national search since 2013 and successfully won as first place national winner. We maintained the prestige, and in 2017, where MDRMC Hinatuan was declared as Hall of Fame national winner. This signified that all our undertakings in DRRM were sustained and even enhanced. Now, this local search was just our tool to have a good foundation with a right start on DRRM CCE in our municipality. This is in a form of competition, but we always bear in mind that prizes, awards, and plaques are just secondary. What matters most is the preparedness and resiliency of the community in times of emergencies and disaster. Lastly, thank you so much, Julia. Thank you, JNDR, for the trust. I hope my sharing here will be of great help in promoting the key ingredients in institutionalizing CBDRM, and of course, in making every community disaster resilient. Again, this is Engineer Joe, your friend from Philippines. Thank you and mabuhay.
Thank you, Josephine. And to all our listeners out there, Josephine will be available on our community platform to answer any questions you may have. Goodbye for now, and stay tuned for our next episode of the Cooking Up Resilience series.
This podcast is made possible by the generous support of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The contents are the responsibility of GNDR and do not necessarily reflect the views of USAID or the United States government.